Musician Hero Vi Higginson by Jane Wallace. It's been said that gospel music rattles the windows and unshackles the soul. Vi Higginson's mission is to save that music through teenagers. Each Saturday, she gathers her 46 carefully chosen African-American kids between the ages of 13 and 19 in a Harlem brownstone to boisterously vibrate the glass with a blend that is the history, harmony, and hope of gospel. She calls her program Gospel for Teens. She selects a new group each year. The 2010 choir was followed for the full year by the television news program 60 Minutes. Each young singer first had to muster the courage to audition. Higginson said, "They just have to carry a tune. They don't have to be great. They're teenagers." But young people were coming to audition that couldn't sing a gospel song all the way through. The audition brought a variety of kids. Most were nervous and eager. 15-year-old David Moses was a shoo-in. He had a strong voice, experience from his church choir, and his parents so involved they listened to him audition through his cell phone. Then there was 16-year-old Gabby Francoise. Gabby almost didn't make the cut. She came alone. When it was her turn, Gabby slouched at the microphone, looked at the floor, stopped stone cold in the middle of the song, and sat down. Higginson admitted later she thought, "This one could be trouble," but let her stay. When they learn gospel, it's something about the music, the lyrics, that affects them on a deeper spiritual level. "We can't discard musically who we are and where we come from," she said. Gospel is the original American soul music, born of the deep, dismissed pain of slaves forbidden to talk, read, or write. Higginson says the first right of African Americans was to sing. Gospel survived as songs of jubilation and sorrow passed down through the generations. Though Higginson figured out some of her own students had seen their share of tough times, she saw Gospel for Teens as a haven. She told her kids to check their problems at the door. She was certain she was providing a safe place where they could lose themselves in song. But some hard verses from her students would end up teaching the teacher. She thought this group had a quote-unquote spark. They were quick to learn, winning Gospel for Teens' first contest ever within the first 4 months. Then one Saturday morning, David Moses came to practice, too shook up to sing. Vi Higginson broke her own rule. She asked what was wrong. Moses was overcome, he said, because his 15-year-old cousin had been shot to death. Higginson, visibly shaken, addressed the group, asking how many had had similar experiences. A majority of the teens raised their hands. "Oh, my God," said Higginson. Tears escaping down her cheek. "It's a big lesson for me. They are struggling. We live in a violent society. So now what do you do with all that? How do you get it off you? You have to go to a sacred place where there is life, where there is hope, where there is possibility." Higginson used the music. Moses stood before the choir and belted out, "You have been so good to me." He sang it for all of them. As he sang, he cried. The choir cried. And yes, the teacher cried too. Higginson ventured, "I guess I'm thinking the music will make it better. It will make life better. It's victorious. It grabs you. These kids are survivors. Stand up, and let people see you. Be proud of the fact that you are survivors," she said. A turning point each year in Gospel for Teens is when each student learns to introduce themselves on stage. They don't just say their names. Higginson demands they shout it out. But months into the program, some kids were still having a hard time owning their names. Once again, alone with the microphone, Gabby was unintelligible. Few could hear her whisper, never mind understand a name. Higginson found it distressing, mumbling under her breath like she's ashamed of where she comes from, she thought. Then, not long before the teens' final performance, Higginson got an email from Gabby. She realized, through the teens' many performances, everybody had somebody who came to see them. Nobody had come to see Gabby. "It's hard to be a quote-unquote somebody when you've been a nobody all your life," the email read. "I may seem quiet in class, but that's because I save up my pain so I can sing it out. My mother doesn't appreciate the fact that I sing. And that's why you don't see her around or my dad. But Vi, you believed in me when no one else did." Surprised and deeply moved, Higginson had to pick a soloist for the final performance to sing Higginson's favorite song, "How Could Anybody Ever Tell You," by Libby Roderick. She chose Gabby. "How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul." After the 60-minute story aired, the phones at Vi Higginson's Mama Foundation rang off the hook with offers of donation. By the end of the year, the teens had performed everywhere from the United Nations to the seventh-inning stretch at a New York Yankees baseball game.